This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
And welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we are really charged, probably because we've been listening to a couple of our podcasts and realizing they're not all that great.
Wow.
This is our confession moment.
It is, because we apologize, because we do have a lot of listeners out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we started this, we thought, well, we're not sure if it's going to be something that people are going to want to, you know, buy into.
I wouldn't want to listen to it.
Well, it's hard to listen to yourself. I mean, that's kind of narcissistic.
Should we confess who's actually listened from the group to the podcast?
Okay, me.
I have, too.
Dan doesn't.
Dan, you don't listen, Dan?
If you watch actors.
They don't watch their own
movies.
They
don't watch their own movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that I'm comparing myself to them. I think it's the same anomaly.
Do you know why I listen, though?
You want to critique?
I want to learn from mistakes.
Correct.
And I think we have.
I'm the king of wing.
Yeah, but that's not all bad.
Live and learn. You don't get the sale, you did something wrong.
Well,
there you go.
Well, I guess what we want to say is thank you for your patience out there, because we're on the move. Yeah. We're going to learn from our mistakes, and we really do want this to be fun, but interesting as well.
We're going
to
bring you better product.
Yes, we are. That's our goal anyways. No guarantees.
It's going to be good.
We don't put a disclaimer at the end for nothing, you know.
That's right.
But we're excited to tell you that we are learning, and what we're hoping to do actually is that we're going to learn from other good podcasts. And part of that is going to be that we're having a format. Now, when we first began this iRescue Radio, guys, you remember we had a format in mind, but it kind of was a work in progress. And I think we're getting it down to now where what we really want to do is touch on several topics, keep it to about a half an hour.
Okay.
And because we do have medical expertise, right? We want to make sure you walk away with something other than banter.
There you go.
But at the same time, we want you to be, and here's another thing I was thinking about the other day, you guys. iRescue Radio is a good play on the term, because radio is really quite bad for the most part. There's not many morning shows I like to listen to. And hopefully we'll be a once a week little dose of joy.
There you go.
Right?
I like that.
Balm to the wound.
Yes.
Salve
to the
upper lip.
Itch.
Okay.
Anyway, so in this episode, I think we're on episode 19.
Yeah.
Or is it 20?
19. We're getting good.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to be covering things in this order most of the time until we end up changing because you asked us to. Mm-hmm. And we actually have had some comments that have helped us in this area on what to talk about and what not to talk about. And we appreciate that. But here's kind of how the format is going to go. Top news in medicine. After we talk a little bit about things that are happening in our own life, the hot topic of the day is going to be a subject matter, and it may or may not necessarily always have to deal with medicine, rescue, EMS, or anything of the like.
Right.
It might be something political or familial or just downright edgy.
Hot.
Right. That's why it's the hot topic.
Blazing.
Right.
Pink.
Yeah. White hot.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then this is really kind of a fun one, too. And that's the, what the heck would you do? Now, of course, that's kind of taken from Napoleon Dynamite. If we have anybody out there that listens to Napoleon Dynamite or has listened. If you listen to Napoleon Dynamite's radio show,
you've got issues.
Yeah.
But he ain't got one.
But that movie was kind of like my high school experience.
Yeah.
I think that's why it was so funny.
Well, yes. There are too many one-liners in that apply to my life.
Every day? How about every day? We probably quote one thing. My wife and I do all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the heck would you do?
I'd follow my heart.
So we're going to have the what the heck would you do stumper question yep. related to training.
It's going to be good.
So it's going to be the what the heck would you do stumper mm-hmm. training question.
There you go.
And we're going to start that today.
Yep.
And then in closing, we're going to talk about the poll counts.
Yes.
You know, we do have polls on our website at iRescueRadio.com. We, mm-hmm. You know, everybody's being really good about answering those. But we hope that more people do, because some of them would really help us to understand where you're at on this stuff.
And yeah.
Your comments are extremely important. We had a listener actually comment and talk about our episode where we talked about Queen. I found that extremely helpful, and I could see their point. And so we'll be careful about how we talk about that. So
yeah.
I think that's good. And we hope that listener will continue to listen.
Absolutely.
And what we'll do then also is before we go, we'll announce the new poll question of the day, and it yep. will probably have to do with something we've talked about on that episode.
There you go. I'm game.
I'm almost ready. I'm going to cry.
Let's do it.
I mean, welling up joy.
Let's do this thing.
All right. So, top news story of the day. Guess what happened in our neck of the woods?
I almost experienced it.
Yes, you did. In fact, you called me to tell me.
I did.
If you're going home that way,
don't do it.
Find a detour.
It's so top news. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Which is mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
We'll explain it.
Yeah.
We'll explain it to you.
Go for it.
So, all right. Well, when you called me,
yes,
you had no idea really what happened except
no.
for shooting in the vicinity,
mm-hmm.
and they closed the road down.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
And so we could not take a major thoroughway.
Right. Our way home.
So I checked the news. Turns out these two guys did not stop for a routine traffic stop with the deputy sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So the deputy sheriff, once they didn't stop, began pursuing them. Mm-hmm. Well, they drove away, crashed the car, and then proceeded to try to ram the mm-hmm. deputy as he got out to apprehend them.
Can you believe it? Gee whiz.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the deputy did what they're trained to do and shot at them
mm-hmm.
to stop them, and actually shot both of them.
Yes,
is what the news is telling.
Both of them were shot.
Which is really, well, that's tough on the deputy because they have so much scrutiny when it comes to yeah. lighting off a firearm. I mean,
yeah.
if you discharge that firearm, you are really under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe every instance of an officer firing their weapon is investigated.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were doing. The actual shooting happened in the morning. And they were there in the afternoon investigating.
4:30 p.m. Eastern time.
The shooting happened at
4:30? No, but it was still closed by 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow.
They were investigating in the afternoon at 4:30 when it happened in the morning. Yeah.
Well, okay. It turns out that I guess these two people were shot. One of them was apprehended or mm-hmm. put into custody right away.
Yeah.
And the second one took off on foot.
Yeah.
Ran to a...
After they were shot?
After they were shot.
After the shot. Steady on.
Ran to a residency,
yeah.
of which now is under investigation that they may have been in on it.
Right, right.
So
that's part of the whole thing.
Oh, so they were near home?
Yeah. Well, possibly.
Wow.
Now, yeah. what's interesting, this is in a very, I would call it affluent area.
Yeah, stable. I
mean, stable. This is not your typical event that happens in this area at all. So it's pretty interesting.
We pay good tax money for this kind of excitement.
There you go.
That's right.
And you got it. You got to get your entertainment somehow.
But anyways, it sounds like it was an isolated case.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is... don't run from the cops.
No. Take you out.
Those guns are not just for looks.
Mm-mm. Well, we were discussing, too, just as a side note, I have a cousin who's an Ohio State trooper.
Okay.
And the use of tasers
yes.
over the
right.
firearm.
Right.
And, but recently we heard where somebody died.
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the first case.
The use of a taser, a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. The problem is that mm-hmm. what they don't understand yet, and we could talk about this. This might make a good episode, mm-hmm. is that the currents that are used, the voltage,
right,
not amps,
right,
but voltage,
right, mm-hmm.
has been really tested to be non-lethal.
Yeah.
What it does is it disturbs the neurotransmitters
yep.
in the body and basically sends you into one big seizure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Causes everything to contract, but doesn't affect, it's not supposed to affect any of the vital.
Mm-hmm. Your heart?
Your right. heart and so on and
it's
so
not
forth.
Supposed to.
The problem that we believe is happening is that some of these people are already under influence mm-hmm. of altering drugs
yeah.
or
right.
alcohol or other things.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't know what their health history is.
Mm. Okay.
And so any kind of strain might push them over the
edge.
So what's unfortunate is that, I guess what you have to keep in context, this is the way I took it, is they're not being good people.
No.
If they were being good people, they wouldn't get tased.
Right. There's something wrong in the first place.
Right.
The cops don't just tase people just for kicks.
No. Well, and people would argue.
Well.
Right? Good cops, bad cops. At the same time, the majority are using them appropriately.
Right.
They are a non-lethal alternative to apprehending people that are uncontrollable or dangerous.
Yeah.
Potentially dangerous.
Yeah, my friend in Missouri who's a police officer.
Yeah.
And he's tased several people.
Yep.
And it works.
Every police officer.
Well, I got to believe they're far more comfortable pulling that trigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
But you think about that. You think about its range for stopping an animal attack.
Sure.
It works. For these police officers. I would be shocked if, no pun intended, if postal carriers.
Yeah.
Because individual citizens can carry these.
I wish that they would legalize them in Michigan.
Yeah.
They're not.
20, 25 feet?
Depends.
There are certain ones that have the wires.
Different devices. Like, some are the prods that you have to actually touch the victim.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that kind.
No, it's pretty close combat.
Yeah.
There's the other ones that actually have a charge that shoots out two little fish hook-like jigs, and those will anchor in the person's skin superficially. And then you're able to administer shocks. It has a certain amount of time that it will continually run a shock, which for people that are trying to run away, you would shoot, drop, and run, right? One-time use only, and it apprehends them for 30 seconds or 60 seconds, enough time for you to get a lead start away.
As opposed to a pepper spray or
So, and the problem with pepper sprays is that sometimes it can blow back in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some problems with that.
You had that with the dog. In your neighborhood, right? Where you and Annie were taking walks and...
Yeah, and so we bought a canine pepper spray for last ditch.
Mm-hmm.
But we also picked up a decibel, one of those
audible. Oh, yeah.
And it's supposed to actually not harm the dog, but be disturbing enough to their ears, and you can't hear it. It's a decibel that we cannot hear, a hertz that we can't hear.
Right, it's higher.
But it's supposed to be...
disruptive.
Yeah, and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And up to like 20 yards, 30 yards, which we've used it a couple times, and it seems to work.
Good.
Yeah, so I like it.
So that was, when pepper spray, a hot topic.
That was a hot topic. Well, that was really supposed to be top news.
Oh, wow. That was top news.
Right.
See, I'm getting used to this new format. It takes time.
Well, change is hard.
It is.
So, interesting stuff happening in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hope it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
And we hope those kids will learn a lesson. And neither one was killed.
Yeah. No, they're just
Which is good.
Yeah.
Well, the hot topic for this episode, I'll tell you what, is a very, very touchy topic because probably everybody that I know has experienced this.
And probably has some.
In them.
Mm-hmm.
In them.
Are you curious?
I hope so, because we're also going to pose our new poll question based on this topic today. But the hot topic actually is dangers in the dental chair.
Our soundboard's a little devoid of
it. Almost made my tooth hurt just hearing that sound.
I hate all the sounds of dentistry.
I can't stand going to the dentist.
I can't stand any of it.
That's what it sounds like.
I know.
Oh.
Why do they feel the need?
Why does smoke
to speak?
Why?
To me,
I know.
When I'm in that position, so, when I'm under the influence.
And you know what they always ask? So how are you doing?
How's the job going?
Explain how that works.
Why? When I get my hair cut and I'm in the dental chair.
You know what?
Don't talk to me.
I finally had empathy for them. My three little ones, I still have to brush their teeth, right?
Yeah.
And show them how to brush their teeth.
Yes.
Guess when daddy wants to talk about their day.
Well, there you go. When the toothpaste is flowing.
They're right in my face. I can just brush their teeth. Oh, well, did you have a good school? Oh, ha, ha, ha.
You're showing disrespect.
Speak clearly.
There you go.
Don't swallow speak it up. That.
Exactly.
Well, anyways, the hot topic for today is actually going to be based on bisphenol A.
Uh-huh.
We talked about this before. BPA. levels of BPA that might potentially cause harm are being found in dental sealants and composites.
Ooh. Just as a reference for those that didn't listen to episode 18.
BPA. What is it? Yeah. BPA, bisphenol A, or bisphenol A, is a chemical that is usually used in plastics to help them be flexible so that we can do all the cool things that we do with plastics and polymers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The problem with BPA is that it is an estrogen mimicker or a what we call an endocrine disruptor. Mm-hmm. And it is getting all kinds of press about how its estrogenic effects.
Because it's everywhere.
And it is, yeah. 95% of Americans' urine samples have some level of BPA in it.
Yep.
All of our canned goods are lined in it.
Yep.
Plastic bottles give it off. Yep. Nalgene bottles give it off. Mm-hmm. It is in so many things.
Yeah.
The biggest problem is that the FDA is arguing with those environmental conservationists that are saying any BPA is not good, and the scientists that are trying to prove that, versus FDA saying, look, nobody's ever died from it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The toxic levels have been deemed safe by all of our tests. And some of the scientists, and we're going to end on this one before we go into the points of this big problem, is that the scientists that are studying the effects of BPA are saying, you're testing for levels that cause literal physical damage that you can see.
Yep.
We're talking about hormonal effects.
And one of the biggest problems is BPA has a very short half-life. So in the body, it lasts for 24 hours maybe.
No, I think it clears the body in about 3 hours unless you keep introducing it into your body.
Right. And the problem is, though, in that short time that it's in the body, it does its damage.
Yes.
So you can't you go to test somebody and say, well, there's no BPA there.
Yeah.
Well, it's already done its damage.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And the one scientist that we read a really specific article on had a good point. Whenever you have something that works like a hormone, you don't have to have a particularly large amount. In fact, you can have minute amounts and get the same effect because all it does is stimulate a gland.
Yeah.
All it needs is enough presence to cause the bigger gland to function, and then it produces the byproducts of that.
That's it.
And that's the problem we're talking about. So the real question here is any level of BPA safe? Right? The second question we're going to pose today is about mercury in fillings.
Yeah. Correct.
There is one study, Jody, that you read about the comparisons. Can you go over that?
Yeah. In fact, if you look at the one study, it said in every filling, and in other words, it's called an amalgam filling, which is typically the mix that most people have in their mouth of fillings.
Copper, tin, silver, mercury.
Yeah.
Those are usually the main four components to an amalgam.
Yeah. So pretty much in any filling that people have, most of them, there is 0.5 grams of mercury in that filling.
0.5.
That is the same amount of mercury in a 10-acre lake that would result in warnings about eating the fish from that lake.
No.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, and my land.
It's possessed 5. In your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's in 1.5 gram filling.
0.5 grams.
One filling.
Uh-huh. One filling. Enough that if that was found in a test from a 10-acre lake, they would say, don't eat the fish. Isn't that weird?
That's wild. In our mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what's really funny, Dan, did you read those articles where the FDA and ADA was arguing with some of the people that are really trying to say, look, think about what you're putting in your mouth here?
Yeah.
Right? They're saying, on one hand, there's no problem here.
Yeah. That we know of yet.
Right.
And that's what I was just looking for in the article that I read yesterday. They always have a caveat to their statement, which leaves them an out down the line. And that's good. I have no problem with that. But I remember the day microwave ovens came out.
Yeah.
And even somebody who doesn't think about health and wellness at the age of 14 said, that's really different than my oven. and what's going to change over my lifetime that they're going to come out and say, you know, those people that have used microwave ovens for 30 years.
You have more than a glowing personality. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do I want to be a stat?
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, and you guys, this is the really big point here, is that there's doing studies where they're showing that we're releasing some of the mercury vapors out of a filling every time you chew.
That was that one article we read. Yeah, I couldn't. That's wild to think about that. Every time you're chewing, mercury vapors, and you're talking how much mercury in a thermometer? It's more than what's in a thermometer, right?
In one filling,
yeah,
contains more mercury than in a thermometer.
That's wild.
Now, would we roll those little pearls around in our mouth of mercury? You know what I'm saying?
Well, back in the old days, mad as a hatter, that saying, if you don't know where that saying comes from.
Right.
Mad, you know where that saying comes from?
No, I don't.
Mad as a hatter. They used to use mercury in the shaping of the hats.
Yes.
And the people that made those, they would go absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And they didn't know why, but it was, they found out it was the mercury that was making them go insane absorption to the skin.
I bet, but you know, some people might be saying, well, what does mercury do? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a neurotoxin. Mm-hmm. It is deadly in enough of a dosage because it'll shut down your neuro pathways. Mm-hmm. Now, what it does in small doses is incredible.
Yeah.
We have a whole list of different side effects that even minute levels of mercury from eating mercury containing or fish containing mercury.
Mm-hmm.
The water levels.
Well, are we also talking about something similar to lead paint?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Heavy metals.
Yeah. And in the FDA, the government has said, get lead out of paint.
Yeah,
I ate a lot of lead paint chips when I was a kid. So.
And there's no problem with you. Well, here's the rub, okay? Here's my problem.
Yeah.
Is that I don't like having the ADA and the FDA, of which actually benefits from fillings.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying dentists. Anybody that's going to benefit from the sale and service of fillings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or sealants that may contain BPA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable with them doing the tests.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it should be a third party because the ADA, if they were to come out to all dentists and say, dentist, quit using these amalgam type fillings. What? No, they wouldn't exist anymore.
It's like
they can't do that.
No, it's like telling petroleum producers that gas is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
What are they going to do? Put themselves out of business?
No. I mean,
look at how many people get fillings. We have several million people that get a filling every year.
Yeah.
Over, what was the number? 1.5 million pounds of mercury are used every year in America.
Well, this in Europe. This was the one article was 125 tons of mercury.
125 tons. Sorry about that.
Are used every year in Europe by dentists.
125 tons of mercury.
Yeah, in Europe by dentists.
Times 2,000.
Now, so the question is, should we be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, if they, let's just for all sake and purposes, let's just say intents and purposes, it's bad for us.
Yeah.
And the studies have shown a child's saliva tested before a sealant that already has a BPA level because of other sources.
Yeah.
After the sealant is put in and I'm out of fairness here, particular sealants and particular composites.
Yeah.
They can up to double their saliva content of free BPA.
Yeah. Now, there's two things. We got a distinction there. We're talking mercury.
Mercury.
Is an amalgam fillings. BPA is in a newer.
Sealants and composites.
In a newer composite.
The white fillings.
Right.
Right.
So but we're talking two different things. We're talking two different things.
Yeah.
The older type of fillings, which is what my mouth is full of. I got lots
silver.
Of metal in there.
Yeah.
Are the amalgams, which are full of mercury. Mm-hmm. The newer types are full of BPA. So...
Yes, right.
So there's a distinction.
Pick your poison. Yeah, that's exactly right. We were talking about that yesterday. Is okay. So we're really facing a dilemma here, right? Mm-hmm. We are facing the question: if not silver, then what?
Yeah.
Oh, they would say, well, you should probably go with a composite
or pure porcelain.
Well, we'll get to that too, because that's the high end, right?
Mm-hmm. And
right. So you're right, though. That's like three options. You have three options: get a silver filling. Mm-hmm. Which is the amalgam that's going to have mercury in it, 0.5 grams of mercury, and all of its dangerous potential. B, you could go with something more pleasantly appearing, which I've leaned towards as well, composite of plastic.
Huh.
That's why that white filling has BPA in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or C, which probably won't be covered by your insurance, will be very expensive. Will take much more time to do, not the same sitting.
Couple visits because you got to make a mold of it. And...
Yes. We can give you a porcelain filling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
That doesn't wear as long, is a lot more expensive, a lot more timely.
Time intensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll be healthier. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth, there's actually a fourth, crown it. Just crown the whole tooth with gold.
Okay. Really? Well, what's
or
in gold?
Or porcelain. Huh. The gold has been found to be very healthy.
Really?
The only problem with the crown is the possible plaque and things that can happen at the edge where the crown meets the real tooth.
Yeah.
That line is sometimes close to the gum line.
Yeah.
And if people aren't careful, they'll miss that. And so the tooth can actually degenerate above or below the line of the crown, whether it is a silver whether it's a metal with porcelain or a gold crown, right? So that's getting into crowns and stuff. And I'm surely no dentist. But what I'm talking about is I just know that in many cases, it is one of those situations where the stuff that's healthy, I can't afford time-wise or financially. Mm-hmm. And my other alternatives that are covered with insurance are both poisonous. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, what choice do you make?
I'm looking for the silver lining here.
Real silver.
The real silver.
Versus the fake tin, copper, mercury silver. Now, here's the situation. What do we do with it? Mm-hmm. Do we just not get fillings? Or do we demand the dentists and the producers of the stuff fix the problem?
The collective brain power in the dental field, they've got to be able to come up with something that pleases the insurance, is healthy for the consumer, and profitable for the dentist.
We're already making BPA-free plastics.
Yes, we are.
We are?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Definitely.
But it just there's all kinds of research and development that can take place in this.
Yeah.
Problem is
they're not doing it yet.
Most people don't talk about it. Nope. They don't think about it. They don't care about it. But you know what? We need to because it's going to affect our children.
It is already early onset of puberty, cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer,
Alzheimer's,
cervical cancer, prostate problems, men having hypogonadism, which is low testosterone, and all the effects of that.
Correct.
Allergic reactions, immune system deficiencies, other forms of cancer, early dementia, early Alzheimer's. Hello, we've got problems.
Yeah, all increasing.
I don't eat fish.
Right. That's right. And if we didn't have any symptoms, you could say, boo, ghost, go away.
Exactly.
Right. You're hypochondriac.
Yes. There's some ambulance chasers here.
But hello, we've got issues in America.
Yeah, we do.
Diabetes is on the increase.
There needs to be some noise about this topic.
There really does.
And I'm sure it's not like we're the forebears of this. I mean, we're reading research that's been done.
Yeah. It's still a little cutting edge, though. And I'll tell you, it's just like we had last episode. When you walk in with your convenient can of Coke, it's tough to break your habits.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have rotten teeth. No. I don't want to lose my teeth.
Nope. Right. Nope. The alternative of not having dental care performed is
worse.
Not pleasant.
Well, I shouldn't say worse.
You'll get accused of lying through your tooth. Instead of your teeth.
That's the humor portion of the show.
Sorry, but I got to put that in there once in a while. All right.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Man.
All right.
So anyways, we want to hear from you. The poll question based on this is, do you believe your health issues are linked to mercury in your fillings or BPA in your sealants or composites?
There you go.
Yes. No. Maybe. And I think people that say maybe are going to look closer at this in the future.
I think so.
So visit irescueradio.com.
And put in your vote.
There you go.
What the heck would you do? Stumper training question.
Here we go.
All right. You've got a child.
Okay.
That wanders down towards the pond, slips off the side looking for a ball or dipping their fishing pole in.
Not good.
Trying to fish. It's a mucky water bank.
Yes.
Right? With quicksand-like muck at the bottom. The 7-year-old child falls in. Cannot get out of the mud and goes under the water. Oof. You're a bystander. What the heck would you do?
Wow.
Stumper question of the day.
Okay.
Dan?
I'm going in.
Going in.
Mm. As a lifeguard instructor for many years, my first inclination, because quicksandy, mucky stuff, as soon as you walk into that, you're a victim. You're done.
Yeah.
You become two victims.
Yep.
My first inkling is to grab a branch of any kind possible. And if the child is still floating underneath the water, I'm going to reach that branch to him. Second inclination is going to be get a life jacket, get anything that floats, take it with me, go out there and try to grab him. But never would I enter that water without something in my hand that's going to help with flotation for me and the victim.
Yeah, that's right. What the heck would I do? Well, first of all, it's one of those things that I always try to prevent.
Exactly.
I always say the best way to survive a cardiac arrest is not to have one.
Exactly.
So the ounce of prevention, pound of cure, we put a fence up around our pond.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get bigger this year if I can afford it.
Yeah.
We're going to actually put up one that has spikes at the top.
Mm.
It's a nice looking black fence.
And then we're electrifying it.
And then electrifying it, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Automatic taser action.
Yep. Laser sights in case anybody breaks the first.
If anybody asks about the collars on your children's necks.
Don't ask.
Don't ask, yeah.
But they're alive, aren't they? You see them drowning?
Okay.
And from the porch with remote control.
Yeah. Too close. Too close, kids.
Why do your kids always shake?
Yeah. Why do they have those clicks?
Twitch. It's just.
Shut your mouth. At least they're alive.
All right.
You know what? But honestly, so if the prevention fails, right, then they go in. I'm hoping and praying I have somebody that can run to call 911.
Absolutely.
I'm going to send them immediately.
Yep.
And then it's the reach. It's the throw, it's the row, and you just can't go because you will become victim number two.
Yep.
And when you're all alone, let's say that it's just you and the child, and you both drowned, guess what the news is going to be in the night?
Mm-hmm.
Two victims drowned in pond.
If they find you.
If they find you.
Yeah, if they find you.
It's one of those things where we must try to prevent it.
Yep. Prevention is the best.
Because there isn't usually a good way to get them out.
No.
And like our pond, pitch black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just way too much tannin in the water, way too much muck. And I'm a good swimmer, but you cannot get out of that muck.
No. Nope, you can't. You can't.
It's the activity that pulls you in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dan, you told me a story about a kid that came walking up at your house as a kid.
Yeah. Mm. Covered head to toe in muck.
Oh.
I won't bore you with the details regardless. Of a marina that was filled in incorrectly. It was built without zoning, had to be filled in. DNR demanded it.
Yeah.
And the group that filled it in did a poor job. It turned into just a 400-yard marina of quicksand.
Yeah.
And by the grace of God, he showed up at our door.
Yeah.
He was coming to see us, had walked across that unknowingly and survived it.
Oh.
Showed it up at our door. Frantic, head to toe mud, 13-year-old boy, I think at the
strong.
Time,
strong
and
head just, strong.
Yeah, and I'm sure, he's a grown man today.
He remembers.
He remembers that moment. We do. It looked like,
Loch Ness Monster.
It showed up at my door. I was trying to watch a Packer game.
Oh no! Here comes this kid.
Yeah.
Crying.
The only thing clean on his body were the tears had washed away.
The kid
was just
he
beside
almost
himself.
Died.
Almost died.
Yeah.
And that marina muck water is still there today.
Oh,
it's been probably 20 years.
My land.
Yeah.
Just waiting to take a victim. You said maybe there's deer.
There's got to be deer in the bottom of that thing.
Well, the more you struggle, the farther
deeper you get down.
Yeah,
it looks like suction.
Yeah.
If then we pull this child out, it'll be immediately important to open the airway, check for signs of life, look, listen, feel for breathing if you know how.
Right.
And if they're not breathing, not moving, not making noises, start chest compressions.
There you go.
And the new science is showing start 1/3 of the full chest. And this child is 7. So we're going to go at least half to one or 1/3 to half of the depth of the whole chest.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do chest compressions only 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 up to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start all over again. You just continuously until help arrives to try to, number one, the chest compressions are going to be blowing water out of the lungs and out of the bronchioles and out of the mainstem bronch. If they then can move oxygen back and forth from that, it, obviously if there's stuff in their mouth, you'd clear that out so it doesn't become an obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
If you know rescue breathing, you're a mm-hmm. professional rescuer, you could obviously start by pinching the nose, tilting the head back. If you don't suspect, even if you do suspect a neck injury, it's the last thing they have to worry about right. at the moment. So we're still going to do a head tilt, chin lift, mm-hmm. seal the mouth, give two full breaths to get chest rise and fall. If it doesn't go in, reposition the head, mm-hmm. try two more breaths. If it doesn't go in, start chest compressions again. Then once you actually get the breaths into the chest and you see chest rise and fall, you know you're getting air movement, mm-hmm. you can simply continue to give the two breaths, 30 compressions, without stopping until emergency medical services arrive.
Mm-hmm. One little side note to that is if you are totally by yourself and you yep. found that situation, especially with a child,
yep.
children are typically respiratory driven.
Yep.
In other words, what that means is it means they aren't usually having a cardiac arrest. There's not usually a heart problem going on.
Right.
So in that situation, if you are totally by yourself, the most important thing to do is start compressions. You do your two breaths, start mm-hmm. your compressions. You're going to do that for at least a couple of minutes before going to call 911.
Good point.
It's not that 911 is not important,
right?
But 911 is key in this situation. However, if this is a child, you're going to start your care first,
right.
then go call 911 after.
We might be able to clear the airway and actually get them to yeah. start breathing again
yes.
while you take off to go call 911. That's yeah. the whole idea here is yeah. get the airway open so that when they mm-hmm. do spontaneously start breathing, or if they are able to breathe, they can.
Right.
The other point I should have made, too, is there's a lot of old schoolers out there, mm-hmm. the people that look at our 2005 curriculum and say it's outdated. Well, that's the latest standard so
that's
far.
Right. That's correct.
There's not another one going to be projected to be released until 2010, maybe 2011. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I think it's sketched anyways for 2010. Mm-hmm. But one of the changes, you guys might be saying, hey, wait a minute. He just started compressions and never did a pulse check.
Yeah.
That's because the new science shows out in the field, yeah. layperson rescue, we look for signs of life
yep.
and signs of breathing. If none of that, you just start CPR immediately.
There
and
you
if you don't feel comfortable doing rescue breaths because you don't have personal protection, mm-hmm. You don't feel like you can do a good job, you just do continuous chest compressions at a yep. fast, deep rate. I mean, we're talking about compress at least 100 a minute, especially the younger the child.
Yep.
And don't stop until help arrives.
There you go.
We are seeing survival increases with mm-hmm. that kind of circulatory assistance. So there you go. What the heck would you do? Stumper training question of the day. We mm-hmm. hope you got something out of it. Remember, the new poll question is, do you believe that your health issues are linked to mercury in your fillings? Yes, no, or maybe. We'd mm-hmm. like to hear from you. We did get some stats from some of the other polls. I'm going to read a couple of those to you. Do you drink a glass of wine a week for medical advantages? 53% said no. Mm-hmm. 33% said yes. Now, this is for medical advantages only. I've considered it was 10%. I've never considered it 4%. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? You know, here's another one, though. Should we be allowed to have undomesticated animals as pets?
This is a hot topic for Dan. I remember that one. He got riled.
What? Do you guys remember which episode that was?
Oh, man. That was about 3 or 4 ago, right?
You got to hear me rail at the skies.
Oh. He was.
Oh. Well, that's understandable. I don't know what the status of that lady is either.
No,
I have not heard.
I've not heard if she survived, if she's still critical or whatever. But maybe you can write in. If you've heard about it, write mm-hmm. in to us.
Yeah.
But here it is. Should we allow undomesticated animals as pets? 70% said no.
Ooh, they agreed with
Dan. Thank you.
And 30% said depends on the animal.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Hey, cool.
The people have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
This is fun.
Good show.
Hey, if you liked the way we formatted this show, we want to hear from you. Go to irescueradio.com or look us up on iTunes under Health and Medical, I believe, and make sure to come back. We are going to be looking for those feedbacks. We're excited, and I hope you have a good week. So from the very new format, was it too starchy, Dan?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. There's freedom in rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't hold us to 30 minutes.
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
And we're not always going to be straight and straight lines either.
No.
Sorry.
I can't.
It's killing you, Jody.
It does.
It's killing Jody, though.
I'm not a serious guy.
Yes,
you're the one who wanted the format.
Yeah.
Well, I like a format, but
Mr.
I'm not.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
Wow.
I like to
just
laugh.
Just no pleasing some
Let me laugh. So from the helm, the nucleus, the
pinnacle,
epicenter, the rock solid Pike's Place Peak.
Wow.
Ooh.
Huh?
I'm really into Sumatra.
I know. Yeah. It was really good yesterday.
Darn good.
I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
Have a great week.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.